You know, I've got to tell you that we are extraordinarily proud of the submission that we made, and to most importantly be selected as the best overall structure in addition to being the best iconic. This entry was fairly comprehensive. I think that sums it up, but let me give you a little bit of detail. The reason we believe it was comprehensive is because it not only talked about what people needed to do, but it also talked about what agencies needed to do to come up with a campaign and a plan that's fairly comprehensive and cuts across the board. So if you look at the variety of elements that were included in it, we basically selected a lot of themes based on past campaigns, particularly those that have been successful. And we focus a lot on truly understanding your target audiences and your risks. So what are the risks that you're specifically dealing with? And from a target audience perspective, to look at what geographies you're targeting, what demographics you're targeting in terms of age ranges, et cetera, what might be the best ways to reach those target audiences, and also the desired outcomes. The next element that we focused on was selecting the right partners. So we were under the assumption that to employ a comprehensive strategy around this, you've got to really work with a lot of different partners across the board to make sure that your campaign is as effective as possible. So, for example, if the Department of Education wants to launch a communication campaign, they've got to figure out what partners they need to reach out to make their campaign the most effective. Next, we also talked about how they develop key messages. So to have a view of what your strategic and customized messaging is, to talk about how you actually fully integrate these messages into a variety of different media, whether it's print, broadcast, online, point of sale, or what have you, and also to make sure that these messages kind of accelerate to action. What I mean by that is to make sure that people who are receiving these messages know, feel, and do. Knowing, meaning an education about what the topic is and why this is important, feel as in evoking an emotional response, and doing as in defining and reinforcing a call to action. And last but not least, to our proposal to the DHS also had a fairly comprehensive plan on how they should implement this in terms of broad awareness campaign, and also some ways to measure and monitor the results in terms of whether this campaign has been successful.
Wow, a whole bunch there. Let's parse through some of this stuff. One part is this awareness, and I think part of the challenge is people oftentimes don't feel like they're connected to cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is something I buy McAfee on my or whatever software suite on my home machine, and then somebody else takes care of it at the office. I don't have to worry about this. How do you change people's minds about that?
You know, that's a great question, because that could be furthest from the truth, as we know, right? Ultimately, what has happened with cyber, the whole concept of cyber, is that everybody who's connected to the internet has a part to play. So whether you're a kindergartner at home basically using it to get on some, to play some game online, or whether it's some corporation or a government agency official, or somebody else who might be sitting in a retirement home basically looking at their bank account statement. All of us have a part to play, because little things can make a big difference. For example, if I go and open an attachment that has come to me from some unscrupulous source, that might actually launch a virus that I might then carry with me to my workplace, for example. So I think what we need to do is to enable culture change, not only inside of federal agencies or corporations, but throughout all of America. This is really about changing the culture of America, about how we view cybersecurity, and how we all need to take some action and all feel responsibility to do something about it.
And it seems like, in a way, this kind of campaign, the National Cybersecurity Awareness Campaign, this challenge way of inviting people to participate, is a way of getting the people to participate in that message and then spread it out there.
Absolutely. I think that's also a part of the force multiplier effect that we talk about. Ultimately, it's really about all of us doing our part, spreading the word through the various channels that we have. So, for example, it's my responsibility to make sure that I profess all of the virtues of cybersecurity to my friends and family as a security professional. And I'm hoping that my family basically understands it and promulgates those messages to their friends. And I think that that kind of force multiplier effect can go a long way. And in addition to, you know, governments, whether it is state governments should do their part in terms of pushing it out to their states and their stakeholders, corporations have a huge part to play, federal government agencies, and the list goes on.
Yeah. That phrase, we're all the weakest link, I guess, really plays in here. So you've rolled out, you won essentially one of the biggest awards as part of this competition. What happens now?
You know, many things. I mean, in terms of the DHS and their awareness campaign, we would love to be of assistance to the government as they go down this path, and we'll be happy to provide them any assistance they might need. But from our perspective, in terms of Deloitte and our submission, what we are planning on doing with this is to basically use the content and our messaging to talk to as many people as possible. We've currently got a process underway to basically talk to a variety of different government agencies, to talk to a variety of different interest groups, and to also talk to a variety of commercial entities about how they can change the cultures within their own organization around cybersecurity, how they should basically, in some cases, rethink their strategy around communications. Because ultimately, when you really look at a lot of the campaigns that have happened at the corporation level or the government level, you'd find that a lot of effort has been expended, but you might find that the corresponding results have not been achieved. So we'll actually be on our own campaign to educate, make people aware, and make sure that we are doing our part to spread the word.
And so often it feels like, yes, even if I care about cybersecurity, but I almost feel powerless to make a difference. Is there something that that Joe or Joanna Fed out there can do?
Absolutely. But, you know, like I said before, nobody should feel that their part is too little. Because if you can actually educate somebody on some good practices and the risks out there with using the internet, what to do and what not to do, some of the most simplest things can make a difference. And if you look at it, if you take it from that level up to all the way up to a large government agency or a huge corporation, all of a sudden the responsibility is even greater, right? Because the exposure is large and the amount of data that these corporations and agencies deal with is fairly significant as well. So because of that, their responsibility is to make sure that they've got a completely organized campaign, awareness, education, incorporating all of that into their strategy around how to change culture within their own agencies and corporations, etc. So ultimately, it's really about every individual who knows something about this, doing something about it in their own little way. And then, you know, big corporations and governments also doing their part to change culture as well.
And my sense is sometimes people say, oh, yes, we need to communicate better. That's almost done as an offhanded thing. It seems to me in cybersecurity that if you're not communicating, the rest of it can't happen.
Yes. I mean, you've got to communicate. But I think also what is important is to communicate in the right way. I think that oftentimes what happens is people have a message or a set of messages that might be delivered in the same manner to all of their target audiences. If you go all the way back to the beginning in terms of some of the essential components of our strategy, it's really understanding two important things. One is to understand the risks you're dealing with, and also understanding your target audiences, and then to appropriately deliver messages that resonate with those target audiences. And this applies even to a large corporation or an agency. So, for example, if you're a security administrator, the way you communicate with that individual or those individuals is different from communicating with somebody who might have moderate or light use of computers, who might not be technology savvy. I think the important thing is to communicate, but to make sure that you communicate the right way, with the right messages targeted in the most appropriate manner. The final thing I will say in terms of what larger agencies and corporations and other government entities can take away from this is that truly, I want to reiterate that this is really about changing culture. I think it's just not only about communication and awareness, it's about changing culture. Also, I want to point out that this is just not about technology only. I think it's really about the people and the process aspects, which are equally important. I think people oftentimes forget those. Also, it's about understanding all of your risks and threats out there. I think that's very important as well. And ultimately, to have a comprehensive plan and to make sure that there's a way to measure and monitor success. I think those are important and essential elements that every organization can take forth.